Hello, my name's Ty Fisher. If you are looking for the Doug Wilson workshop, it's someplace else. Thank you for coming. This is the workshop on schools working together. I'm going to give you a little bit of a warning. When I get started with my introduction, it's not going to sound like that's what I'm going to be talking about, but just give me a little time. I'll bring it around. This idea has been one that's been fermenting for a while, and I think we're at a point now on the ACCS board, of which I'm a member, that we're going to be pushing that forward. I also foresee this as something that you might know some things about that I will not know. So typically, in workshops that I've done in the past, I try to fill it all up with talk. This time I'm hoping to not fill it up as much and for us to talk a little bit at the end. Before we get started, though, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we know we have a responsibility to love one another. We know, Father, that you have called us to this task of educating children to follow Jesus Christ. We know that you have given us a common vision here in ACCS. Father, we pray that you would bind our hearts together in love. And just as Jesus Christ has reached out to us in love, we pray that we would reach out to others. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. The poet Dante, in his comedy, goes to hell, climbs a mountain, and floats past all of the redeemed and all of the planets to boot. He enters into the very presence of God. He finally sees a God whose love moves the entire universe. That great last line of the comedy says, "Love that moves the sun and the other stars." He ends with the beatific vision, but that is not where he begins. It's not where he starts. He begins the story in a dark woods. In a dark woods, alone. He tries to climb a mountain then, but is faced down by three animals. A very fast leopard, representing those fast sins of youth. A lion, kind of representing those violent sins. And a scraggly-looking she-wolf, representing those old sins of pride and avarice. He tries to get around them, but finally he gives up and just sulks in despair. He sulks in despair alone. The worst times in your life are generally alone, and there Dante sat alone in the woods. But along came the shade Virgil, the great Roman poet. Dante wouldn't have gotten out of the woods if it wasn't for Virgil. On another front, there was a hobbit wandering toward the Mountain of Doom. He bore a ring, and he bore it alone. But he was not alone. He had his gardener with him. Frodo wouldn't have got far without Sam. There was a man in a garden. It was a very nice garden. But his aloneness was not good. God made him a helper, and that was good. Adam wouldn't have been able to fulfill his mission without Eve. God made us to live in community. He put you in a family. He put you in a church and in a community. As a school, he's put you in this organization, or some of you might be on the edges thinking about joining an organization like ACCS, an organization made up of so many lovable hobbits. If you are in ACCS, it is time that we learned to know and love each other better. And if you're not in ACCS, then come on in. The water is fine. Today I'm going to be talking to you about us being together. And it follows a pretty easy line of thinking, one that is garbled on the top of your outline. And it's garbled because on the original outline I sent in, it was even more garbled, at least at the end. I'll play out my thinking in summary. ACCS should work together because we are brothers and sisters involved in a work greater than us. You can just put a period there and scratch out the rest. It doesn't make any sense. Okay? part of accomplishing a work greater than yourself is having joy in the work. Okay? Joy is like gasoline. You have to write this down, but joy is like gasoline. Once you run out of joy for a good time, you're going to watch the work and productivity that you have taper off to nothing until you might feel like you're sitting in that dark woods with Dante. The next thought, the greatest levels of joy can only be achieved in community, not by ourselves. Okay? It's a pretty simple line of thinking. So, what does that lead to? It leads to a call for us to work together. Enjoy in this family as brother and sister schools. As a short aside, I'll tell you a little bit about the idea that we've called the community of schools. A number of board members have worked on this idea. I have one of the other board members that's been heavily involved, Tom Garfield, is here in the room with me. So Tom, you can throw up the red challenge flag if I get any of this wrong, and we'll go to instant replay. Back a number of years ago, because I have this strange ability at ACCS board meetings to say, hey, we should do something like this. And don't ever do that if you're on a board, because immediately an ad hoc committee is formed. And you are generally placed on that committee for having such a pertinent thought. I think I was on the committee concerning struggling schools with Tom and Rob Tucker. And as we went through and looked at all of the different needs that schools had, we did some statistical analysis on it, and we found out does anybody have a guess on what the greatest need from ACCS schools? What do they express as their greatest need? You know what? You can raise your hand and guess. Show courage.
Money.
Okay, we have money. I'm not going to give the answer until the end.
Methodology.
It's a good guess.
Training staff,
another good guess. Well, oh, got one more. Finding staff. Well, we have other ones. Finding students. Of course, you can have a great staff, but if you don't have students at school, school would run very smoothly. The first answer was right. Money was right, but it wasn't just money, because we had different categorizations of money, and it was meeting operating expenses. Okay, it wasn't the high-end money that we hope that we're all thinking about concerning starting endowments and building buildings and making strategic investments. It was, how am I going to pay my teachers on the 15th, because that's payday. Okay, what we recognize, we ended up, and you might remember a classis that came out a little bit after that had some sound financial principles for schools in it. That was one of the results of that struggling school committee. But then it led into thinking, if we took the aggregate, we added up all of the wisdom in ACCS, how can we stir that around so that everybody can get it and not just have a three-day drink from the fire hose fest in Atlanta every other year and some other town years after that, like Raleigh next year? How could we have it happen more naturally? How could we have it happen in a way that we could share each other's burdens? Okay, so that has led us to do some things that I'm going to talk about at Veritas Academy. It's leading Tom and Bruce Williams is sitting next to him. I think their schools are going to be doing some things together. I'm going to talk about some of the experience that we have. How many of you live on the east of the Mississippi River? Okay, I don't have cool music in my talk. How many of you live west of the Mississippi River? Okay. I've got good news for those of you who live in the east. You're probably closer to another ACCS school than those that live in the west. One of the tasks that this committee did was we divided up the country into different regions. So I'm in the Mid-Atlantic region. We took all the schools, we put them on a map, and we started dividing them up in a way that they naturally broke up. Okay. So what we're going to be doing over this next year is working with schools to try to meet together in those regions We've already done a little bit of this at Veritas, and the good news for us is we have like 16 schools within 3 hours of us. Those of you who live out west, I mean, I didn't force your descendants or you to move out there. I mean, it's a lot longer drive for some people in the west. It's a little bit harder, but you're more hardy folks. You're hardier folks. You are. You have to drive 3 hours to get to the grocery store sometimes or something like that. But here, let me just start by saying this. We should work together. This is point one on your outline. First thing I want to just say is you're not alone. You're not alone, but you might feel like you're alone. Here are some symptoms of feeling like you're alone. Have you ever sat at night after a board meeting? I'm imagining we're having mostly administrators and board members here. If you're a teacher, raise your hand. Teachers might feel some of this, but this is administrator and board member talk. How many times have you sat at home after a board meeting and thought thoughts like this? No one would believe what just happened at this board meeting. All of these nice people that hired me or that you hired that administrator, they all turned into monsters. And three of them were eaten during the meeting. Okay? Or if you're a more sensitive type, have you ever called someone up to ask for help and then found yourself apologizing a lot for crying too much on the phone? Okay, or a friend of mine who's in the room once sent me an email that said, "Tell me everything you know about marketing." I think my response went, "All I know about marketing is from City of God, chapter 10, section 23, because marketing is the quest for demonic knowledge." but when you're alone or you feel like you're alone, you end up being a lot more desperate. But you're not alone. Your students are not alone. They might think they're alone. There are 30,000 students now doing the same kind of thing just in ACCS. That doesn't take into account the thousands and thousands of homeschoolers doing this or schools that aren't in our association. Okay? You might feel like you're the first person facing this problem. You're not. There have been times in our country and in Christian history where we have seen dark days. Elijah the prophet thought he was alone. He was not alone. St. Athanasius, I believe, was exiled 6 times before he ended up winning out and the Nicene Creed preserved Orthodox Christianity. One of my favorite stories, a story that was told to me when I interviewed 13 years ago to be the headmaster at Veritas Academy, was the beginning of the Logos School. And how they mentioned, the board members mentioned that the first couple of years, they didn't pay their teachers, they just left canned goods out for them. You think you have it hard? I made it clear at that moment, they were not hiring a canned good guy. That was an unacceptable arrangement presently. We should work to, your family members long to help you and to share. What can your family members in ACCS, what can the other schools in ACCS share? They can share wisdom. They can share experience. Okay? So many times, we are in despair for lack of wisdom and experience. And let me just say, as a school, we're a charter member of ACCS. We're an accredited charter member of ACCS. And I know a few of those schools are represented here. It's time for us as schools to take on that weight of leading. Now, I'll tell you this, and I didn't know that Tom was going to be here. One of the reasons we have an association like this, one of the reasons why I think an idea like this can work, is because of the way the guys at Logos handled this at the beginning. They were so willing to share, so willing to give. And we now, as schools who have followed along, now we have 17 other accredited schools in ACCS. We as schools need to take on that weight, that burden of pushing it to the next level and giving of ourselves to others if we want to see this organization and this association grow and prosper. What they did for us, we need to do for others. Also, in talking about helping and sharing, I think the main thing that people who have more experience and have gained some wisdom When I say have wisdom and then point to myself, what I mean is I've stubbed my toe really hard. I have broken toes. I have scars all over my body. And I can help you maybe not get as many scars as I did. One of the main things is just bearing the psychic load of doing this kind of work, because it is tough work. We go out every day to help kids. Okay, what could be a nicer thing than that? Can you imagine anybody that could cause someone trouble because they're trying to help kids get a better education? Lo and behold, every day I seem to stumble into someone who wants to give me trouble for that. Okay? The last thing I wanted to say is we should work together, because there is a special hell for reinventing the wheel. Okay, I'm going to give you two examples that happened to me. The first one was I decided we needed a policy for something. It was probably a policy for something very easy that you should have. So I spent like a month perfecting this policy. And of course I like to write, so I wrote a very long policy. One that, as I look back on it now, I'm ashamed that I wrote the policy. It was a policy that were we to have implemented it, we certainly wouldn't have been able to implement it, because you couldn't keep track of everything. It was based on the Ptolemaic structure of the universe, which always complicates things, but it really is artistic. In some way, someone emailed me their policy. Okay, and it was a wonderful moment, because now I had a 3-line policy that undid all of the troubling aspects of my 3-page policy. It was so much better, but it was sad because I just spent a month reinventing the wheel, and my wheel was square. Okay, the other thing that I would mention is this. It took us a while. No one's supposed to be able to be hired at Veritas Academy without a job description. But I think for a number of years, I will not mention how many years it was, we all went without job descriptions. We all went without job descriptions because we could never agree on job descriptions. Okay, you have everything from the snippety, pithy job description to the 8-page contract, which always has that little line at the end that says, "and all other tasks necessary." Which means everything. You have to do everything. So I had a friend in another Christian school, not in ACCS, and his school is 20 times larger than mine. And I sent him an email and said, "What do you have in the way of job descriptions?" And I see this cryptic email go off through their system. He copied me on it. It was like, "Leslie, send him job descriptions. Tim, send job descriptions." So it bounces off about 20 people, and then 80 job descriptions show up for positions that we'll never have. I mean, but I could go through and just cherry pick things that I wanted. It was so easy. So, if you have a family, and we do have a family, we shouldn't be going around reinventing the wheels. So I'm going to go down to Roman numeral 2 now. How can we work together? Here's the final objective of the community of schools: that we would build a school system under Christ that would replace the current statist atheist version. This system would be classical in method and Christian in commitment. It would function in loco parentis, and it would be friendly to other alternatives, particularly homeschooling. Okay? This was the thing that I came up with on the first draft of this community of schools thing. Of course, it's just modest. It's a modest goal. I can get away with that sometimes. I do want to point out one thing. As I was thinking about this outline for this talk, this doesn't mean that we think that all things are equal. Okay, it doesn't mean that. I talked to a headmaster once and said, "I really love homeschooling. I love it everywhere except Lancaster County. If you're in Lancaster County, then you should be part of my school. Shouldn't be homeschooling." Now, I know there are reasons why people homeschool, and some of them I can't undo and help them to be part of our school. But what we want to do is we want to support Christian education, especially classical Christian education. Now, there are some goals and objectives of the project as well. Because of this process, our schools will be able to First, know who other ACCS schools are in their area. This is just a very basic goal. If we're going to work together, we need to know each other. Second, we need to be encouraged to more fully cooperate in curricular, training, and extracurricular matters such as field trips, athletic competitions, and teacher in-service training opportunities. Okay? And third, we need to be helped and encouraged by sister schools as they deal with problems and concerns. So there's a goal of knowing each other, of working together, and then of helping and encouraging each other. Now I'm going to talk about some practical steps in accomplishing this, and I'm going to talk about some of the things that I've seen around the country, and especially some of the things that we've done at Veritas Academy. The first step is getting to know who the other schools in the area are. Well, one of the things is just hosting a dinner or an event next year. As I mentioned, this will be harder for you that are in the West. It'll be easier for us that are in the East. I could probably get some headmasters to show up if I just said, we're going to have a barbecue in the backyard, Emily and I. Please come on over and have and eat some barbecue with us. I would say this. If you can get people to do that in the West, you have some pretty good barbecue. Okay? Because as I've looked at driving distances and stuff like that, you're talking about 8 hours for barbecue. Now, there is some barbecue I would drive 8 hours for, but I don't know any headmaster that fixes it. And then also, in just getting to know each other, beginning a common email loop so that the schools within your area can ask questions of each other. We've begun to do this. I began to do this on a number of forums. Some of them reach across the country, and then some of them are just within our kind of mid-Atlantic area. One thing on hosting the dinner. If you're in the West, you should probably have an agenda for the dinner. Okay? You should have an agenda, because if they're going to drive that far, they're going to want to actually do something. The second thing, which sounds redundant, is getting to know each other, which I just said. But this means really getting to know each other, getting down more deeply into those goals of encouraging, working together, helping and encouraging. The first thing was be encouraged to more fully cooperate in curricular, training, and extracurricular matters such as field trips, athletic competitions, and in-service day opportunities. Have a common in-service day. One of the things that we've talked to other schools in the East about is having a common in-service day. The biggest reason we can't get together to do in-service work together is because our calendars don't match up. And aiming in the future at trying to have one of the in-service days that matches for everybody so that we can call in, we can use our corporate ability to call in someone to do some really neat training with us. We've had for our school individual training guys, and sometimes we've invited schools in Lancaster County. Lancaster County typically goes on some of the schools go on the after Labor Day to before Memorial Day calendar. And if you do that, you end up having your in-service days pretty close to each other. But that's not as typical across the country. The second idea under this is travel to ACCS conferences together. Okay, save a little money. It's amazing what you get to know about people when you travel with them, especially if, perchance, you would travel with them in a Winnebago from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, to Austin, Texas. You get to know far too much about people if you would do something like that. Or you can, and my school's done this, you can room together with other schools at ACCS to save money. Okay, in these dire economic times, sometimes that's a really good idea. Next, have a speaker in a central site to have an event that can have a broader effect on the area. One of the things that we did was we had a college fair. We had a college fair, though, not just for us, but for the classical schools in the region around us. Now, Why would we do something like that? Well, you can get a lot of these college people. Remember, you're only making, you know, $3,000 to $6,000 to maybe $10,000 a student selling, you know, a year getting a tuition. Those guys are, some of them are making $50,000 a year if they can just get one bite. Okay? What we found was when we did that, it was easy to get exactly the colleges that we wanted. We picked out the colleges and said, well, you know, here's where kids from our school are probably going to want to go. They're going to want to go to Grove City College. We've sent about 40% of our grads on to Grove City. Okay? They're going to go to Hillsdale, Patrick Henry. And we just went down the list and we called them up, made up a nice brochure, called them up and said, we want a representative from your school at this event. They, you know, yes, yes, yes. They found a way to get there. If you have more schools together, you can get the people that you want. Okay? Next, have a basketball tournament with your sister schools. Okay? And what we do, what we've had in Lancaster, we didn't do it this last year because of some contingencies that made it not work out, and we won't do it this next year, but hope to the year after that. We've had what we call the Sword and Shield Tournament. Now, the first hint on this thing that I would give you is buy a really nice trophy. Okay, what we did was we made this big trophy. It has a big Charlemagne shield with a cross on it. It has two big William Wallace swords behind it. And if you win the tournament, you take it home and hang it up at your school. Okay, what I found is administrators really want this. Okay, so what we did every year in February, we had two teams from Pennsylvania, ourselves and Covenant from Harrisburg, who happens to have really tall kids. So try to pick your competition better. And then we have Redeemer from Baltimore and Rockbridge from Annapolis. We play on the old Indiana regional schedule. So we have the two Pennsylvania teams play in the morning. The Maryland teams play right after that. The losers play in the afternoon, and then the winners play in the evening. All the families get together from all over the place. It gets heated. We even almost had a parent ejected. I mean, I wanted it so bad. I mean, it felt like real basketball with parents getting thrown out. We have a big chili cook-off contest. We have games at halftimes of each of the games. We pull tickets out and the people come in for 3-point shooting contests, or the kids have a little layup contest. And it is we try to do it up. We try to do it up in a way that everybody really enjoys. And I tell you what, I get calls over the year. We only won this tournament 1 out of the 5 years, which is bad planning on my part. Okay, because I really want to win bad. But the administrator from the school that has won it 3 of the 5 years keeps sending. He takes pictures of the trophy, and he emails them to me. Okay. And then before the one that we ended up winning, he said, you know, after the tournament, you can come down. If you want to look at it, you can come down to our school and we'll let you just stand there and look at it. So when we beat them, I took a picture, whoosh, emailed it down to him. You can come up here and look at it. Why would we do something like this, or what benefit have we found of working with other schools in this way? It has been such a blessing to our community. And I'm just going to enumerate some things that you get out of this. It takes work, okay? It takes work and effort, and odd things happen. Like we did this all at a big church gymnasium, and the church is kind of the church has different music standards than our school. We were going to play Rocky when all of the kids, you know, dun-dun-dun, because we're from Lancaster, Philadelphia's close. You know, play that when the kids get announced and stuff like that. Well, they didn't. They thought that was secular music, so they didn't like that. So we ended up playing Thus Spake Zarathustra, the theme to 2001, which, of course, it's based on Nietzschean horrible anti-Christian stuff, but it sounded like classical music, so they liked it. So we have all these neat stories. I mean, that's the number one reason you want to do this. No, but the first reason that I would say that you want to do something like this is for your students, okay? For your students, because it shouts to them, you are not alone. Look, you're not as odd as you think you are. All these kids come up, and I get to go around and do accreditation visits and things like that. And I was trying to sum up, my wife said, how'd the accreditation visit go? And I said, you know, honey, it's like that movie Boys from Brazil, you know, where you go around and you see the same little boy all, you know, over here. These people are trying to clone Hitler. So you see the same little boy over here and over there and over there, and they realize, these crazy nuts are trying to clone this evil, wicked man. And but at ACCS, it's the opposite. It's like you get to see the same little nice girl and boy at 800, you know, at 200 different schools. It's just variations on plaid is what it is. Because it's the same girl. You know, I see the same girl. She just has a slightly different plaid on. Now, I like our plaid the best. But it proves to your students, in a way that has nothing to do with academics, that they're not alone. It helps to build relationships amongst the parents of the school. And neat things happen out of that. You know, they talk to each other. They share ideas. They realize they're not alone. It helps your school feel a little bit more like a normal place. Okay? The next thing that I was going to mention was some academic competitions that you can have. Okay? We have not done as much of this with other ACCS schools. I know that Tom and Bruce were talking about doing a speech meet. I was at Logos one day when you guys were having a speech meet together. Perfect thing to help the students get together and find out that other people are doing the same kinds of things that you're doing. Now, there is one, I'm going to give you a little heads up. Some of the reason why this doesn't work is because we do, every ACCS school does basically the same thing, except they do everything slightly differently. Okay? And sometimes we take those little differences and we can blow them up into the space of like light years. Okay? So you study history chronologically? Yes, we do. You study history chronologically? Yes, we do. You study Egyptian history? Yes, we do. You study Egyptian history? Yes, we do. We study it in second grade. We study it in third grade. Heretic, you know, insolent fool. It kind of goes like that. That's not love, okay? We cling tenaciously to things. But listen, even if you get out there, and you take it, if your kids take one on the chin the first time, I can't wait. Tom Garfield was talking about the mock trial that they do. They do it so well. I'd love to do mock trial against. We don't have mock trial yet. We'd get clobbered. I'm looking forward to getting clobbered the first time. So we can lick our wounds a little bit, get back out there, know where we are on the pecking order, and get back to work, okay? So doing that kind of academic work together is another thing. Finally, doing some social things together, okay? Now, it's not that your school should be an academic institution. I come from the state of Indiana, which has schools in it, but they're basically places for basketball teams to meet. Places for basketball teams to meet at which education is a kind of a pretext, okay? That's not what your school should be. And ACCS, honestly, you know, we go around and play some bigger schools, and I just want some kind of math contest at halftime to try to even the score out. Can we add in SAT? Please tell me we can. Doing some social things together. And here's what I would say. Have neat social events. Okay, we have a colonial Christmas ball where everybody dresses up. If we don't fill it up, we offer spots to homeschoolers, try to let our other sister schools know about it. If they don't have an event like that, that can be the time that seeds them having an event like that. People from their school can come and find something neat to do in their context. Okay? So you've got some social options, some sports options, some academic options for working together. The next thing I was going to mention was it has nothing. It doesn't fit into any of these categories. Maybe social a little bit, and that is when another ACCS school is doing something near you, just get together. we live on the East Coast, and there's a lot of historical things. Lancaster County's within 2.5 hours of D.C., 3 hours from New York, hour and a half from Philadelphia. So we've got a lot of neat historical things to see. One of our sister schools from Oregon once flew out. They flew their students out to see the East Coast, which is kind of mildly amazing to someone that lives on the East Coast that you would fly across the country to see Philadelphia. You know, it's a rough city. But we found out they were out there, and we said, let's just get together in the evening. Have a big picnic, kick the ball around. Kids start to find out they're not as odd as they think. Step three, build relationships that lead to trust and support. The first thing is this, that ACCS does have an online discussion forum. I'll give you the address here. It's a fairly easy one. www.accsedu.org/forums/. Okay? It's a place where people can interact concerning ACCS. Here's the other thing is as we begin to help schools in each of these regions help each other, working to just get to know people, sending out emails, asking questions, and then pooling your resources for faculty recruiting. This is another thing that's worked out pretty well sometimes, is this. Sometimes I have a full staff. Someone was mentioning finding faculty members being a hard thing. I believe that there are enough faculty members across the country to fill ACCS schools. Sometimes I can't hire them myself personally, but letting other people in your area know, hey, here's, and especially with grammar school teachers, I found we find most of them locally. With secondary teachers, we find them more broadly. They're movable people, less tethered to the earth, I guess. And sharing those things, say, this is a great teacher. We would have hired her. We couldn't. We didn't have a spot for her. Do you? We've had some neat experiences where we've shifted. I didn't have this person. Another person sends me their stuff, and we help each other out. That's another great way to work together. There are some problems and objections. Remember, there are problems with having family members. The first one is this. None are infinitely wise, and some pass along bad ideas. Okay? If you have an internet connection and email, I can be assured that if you have that uncle or aunt that forwards things, sometimes uncles and aunts that forward things, you don't want to read it. Okay? Sometimes I get family members that get really steamed about it, That really doesn't help a bee sting. Okay? Tying a penny to your nose doesn't help a bee sting. Okay? Well, might not, That is Aunt Marge. You just kind of delete that. You are going to be responsible for what ideas you take in and what ideas you don't, but what I would say is this. I've found that there is more, it is worth the wisdom in having to have discretion or sift through ideas and pick out the good ones from the bad. The second thing is, remember that your family members are like the family members that have kooky ideas that tries to get everyone to sign a petition to do away with pennies, dimes, and nickels and quarters at every reunion. Well, schools hold their philosophy tighter than Uncle Ned holds onto his strange ideas. Okay, so anytime you interact with another school, there's going to be that point where you're going to do something slightly different. If you want an example of this, and this happens among even more experienced schools that have been around for a while, go back and you can go out to wordmp3.com and try to find the ACCS board panel discussion from a couple of years ago on finances, I believe it was, where we all sat down thinking we all did the same thing. We all started to say, well, somebody asked a question from the crowd, like, how do you do tuition? One person said this, and then you hear this, and somebody goes, well, he's a socialist. And then, there are charges of socialism and communism flying back and forth. And know this, if you didn't think you were right, you wouldn't be doing this. What I do is just smile. You know, when somebody says you're out to lunch, maybe they have a good idea, but just smile. Don't be offended. Family members say strange things to family members. If somebody says the girls at your school, their fingernails are too short. Okay, just smile. Go, well, we love you. Or like our girls over, we have standard uniform days where they wear their skirt and their. They have a nice blouse that they wear. And then on non-standard days, they can wear a skort or they have pants that they can wear. Well, somebody said, you know, your girl shouldn't wear pants. And I said, great. Hey, wonderful. We love you. I'm still the headmaster here, aren't I? You know, can still make these decisions. Well, they might be right. You know, maybe I'm short-sighted. But love each other. Okay, man, it's a fairly simple message. Love each other enough to help each other and not let small things get in the way of loving each other. Relationships, I say, can be strained as schools find their own paths. What we find as we help each other is that we're all like each other, but we're not exact copies of each other. And thank God for that. Thank God. There's a unity in ACCS, but it's a unity that still has some diversity built into it. Kind of look like a Trinitarian organization. Glory. Okay. Remember that love reaches out. James tells us that it's not good enough to see your brother in need, pat him on the back, and say, be warm and fed. We shouldn't love our sister schools for 3 days in June alone. Love reaches out. It reaches out even when it is ignored, even when it's insulted or pushed back. It just keeps reaching out. It reaches out even when it finds weird people on the other end or wonderful people on the other end. It reaches down into an ever despairing small hamlets, and it reaches into desperate inner cities. Jesus Christ won't stop reaching out. His kingdom won't fail. It won't matter if people brush him away. Every knee will bow because his love keeps reaching out and it moves the sun and the other stars. Well, that's the end of everything I had to say, and I see that I have about 13 minutes left. But that, as I mentioned, was planned. I want to find out some of the things. I'm sure that the things that we've done in Lancaster aren't comprehensive. There's one other thing I wanted to mention that we did, and this was kind of the kickoff of something that we did. And I would, if you're going to try to get a first administrators meeting together so the administrators can know each other, this is a great way to do it. We had a lunch. It was in the fall of 2 years ago. We had a lunch and an afternoon. I found that it's easier to schedule these things in the fall than in the spring. Spring is bad. Fall's a little bit better. And when we got together, we invited Brian Parker, who's the head of admissions at the King's College in New York City. And we said to Brian, what we would like to know from you is what kind of students are you looking for? What are the characteristics of students that you're looking for? And then we want to tell you about the character and nature of our schools and the students that they're producing. So we got together and met with him because a lot of the schools in the Northeast, we had just graduated probably our third or fourth class then. We're all thinking very intensely about those kinds of things. We want colleges to know us, and there are colleges that are starting to key into the quality of the students that we're producing. Okay? And we wanted to find out from somebody who's in a college that thinks about Christian worldview issues. What do you want? What do you want to see out of students coming out of our schools? What did he stress to us? Make them good writers. So spend more time writing. And, you know, we're all jotting, you know, we're just feverishly taking down notes. Great time to get administrators together to talk about those things. So that's another thing that we've done. What are some of the things that you all have done with other ACCS schools? Yeah, sir. And tell us your name.
My name is Troy Watson. I'm headmaster at the Cosmic School in Spring, Texas.
Okay.
We scrimmage Alpha Omega. They're in our basketball district. We also both have them on
Not at halftime, I hope. It'd probably take longer. You don't want to interrupt a basketball game. Thank you, Troy. Yeah. Well, you're one of our franchise members, right? I know. But I get calls about teachers at other Veritas academies. You know, that I'll fix their little red wagon. Right. Oh, I know. Got to know that there were other kids doing the same kind of stuff they were doing. Okay. Other school? Yeah. Anybody, I could say a few things about that, but go ahead, sir. That's in the region that we're in. My development director goes to that. Well, and if you really want to be a star, if you really want to build relationships with somebody else, when they invite you to their fundraiser, spend some money. Okay? Spend a little money. That's a great thing to invite somebody else to your fundraiser. And I'll give kudos here to my former third grade teacher, now the headmaster of Stratford Classical Christian School in New Jersey, Sydney Enriquez. There you go, Sydney. Sydney always, you have a bow tie on today, Sydney? Bow tie. Okay. He comes, he's a very popular third grade teacher. Now he's headmaster at another school in New Jersey. Comes to our auction and auctions off his bow tie. We got $500 for that bow tie. Didn't we get five? Was it more than that?
Two years?
Okay. Only $250? No, I'm just kidding. Could I have that bow tie? But helping each other see the kind of events that other schools have. But man, if you go there and you help out, you spend some money, you have a good time, that other school's going to want to support you as well. Yeah, Sydney? Yeah. And that's one of the things. If you don't have in-service days that line up, there can be opportunities for kind of visit days for the whole staff. Now, that's always going to be a little bit of a distraction to your school, and we try to keep those distractions to a couple during the year. But it is a great blessing for teachers to go and see how somebody else does it, and the other folks coming to visit you builds great relationships. Anybody else? Troy?
Well, it was a good opportunity for her to share.
Anything else? Any other things that we've done together at schools? Yeah, Tom?
One little thing to avoid. If you visit another school as an administrator or whatever, one of the things I what I would call fishing with somebody else, that's really kind of rude. That is where you go and see these great teachers and you're very impressed by it, and then go back home and send them a job offer. You know, don't do that.
What's the opposite of building relationships? There are phantoms in Spokane?
Yeah, they come and visit.
Somebody else? Yes. Right.
So it's been really nice to be able to varsity letter it's an athletic organization, an athletic director, and so these kids in varsity letter and their sports, we put it on their transcript, but I'm also not having to fund fields and equipment and things like that.
Yeah. Well, and I was going to say, Tom Garfield is going to be the chairman of ACCS this next year, and I know this idea is one close to his heart like it is mine. And what I would say is this: if you're an accredited school in ACCS, we're going to ask you to step up to the plate on this. We're going to ask you to be the ones reaching out to other schools, especially, you all remember when you were the tiny little school of 50 or 75 students or 25 students, and somebody needed to come around and put their arm around you. We need to take responsibility for that now. As schools that have grown up a little bit, we need to reach out to the schools in our area and region. So, any other? Thank you. Uh-huh. One last.
From the 8 hour to the barbecue country, Montana.
Oh, there you go. Is the sky really that big?
We have classes that depend on two other ACCS schools in Montana.
That's another great idea, just to help students get to know each other. Well, thank you very much. You're going to be hearing more about this in this upcoming year. So I encourage you to love each other and to work together. Thank you.